As we enter into this new year, I first of all wish you a very blessed, a very happy, very peaceful, joyful, successful year. But as we enter into it, I think one thing we all have to understand, we can make it better. We can learn from what has gone before. We can look at it, analyze it, study it, understand it a little better, and we can make resolutions because we have the ability to make it better. Christ has shown us the way. You know, the Blessed Lady, you can imagine, here's a young lady. They used to marry very early in those days. She was probably 13 to 15 years of age when the angel appeared to her. Now, can you imagine, say, young lady, that stage of life, this angel appears to her and says, you're going to be the mother of the Savior. I know she probably had some understanding of all the promises the prophets had been making over the centuries. She had a very good understanding of their Hebrew tradition. She practiced the faith to the best of her ability. So, you know, she had some understanding. But again, this morning, when the shepherds came, she remembered these things, and then she reflected on them. What does it mean? What does it mean? And how many times in the scriptures it talks about that? You know, when the angel came, how can this be? She had questions. When the shepherds came, she took what they said, what they had seen and witnessed and proclaimed, and she remembered these things, and then she would reflect on them. It was throughout her lifetime. When Jesus was lost in the temple, and when they found him, and how happy they were to have found him, and he said, why did you even look for me? Didn't you know I had to be here? He said she remembered that, and she reflected on that. When Jesus turned the water into wine, you can imagine what she must have. How did he do that? Who is this? And when she stood under the cross, and probably even the most glorious thing could have happened is when Jesus appeared to her after his resurrection from the dead. But you know, if Jesus is fully God and yet fully man, it's a mystery that we can't understand. How is that possible? How is it possible for a kid to grow up not knowing that he was God? And so that he knew everything, and yet he grew up as a child like any child would grow up, where he learned things from his parents, from those around him, from his schoolmates, all of that kind of stuff. And so Mary would reflect on these things. And what she was trying to grasp is, who is this? It's my son. I know somehow he is divine. But how is that possible? So she would reflect. It was her meditation, her prayer, her contemplation. Who is this? And she did that so that she could better understand, so that she could better serve, so she could really be the kind of disciple that Christ made all of us to be. That's what she wanted to be to the best of her ability. So she reflected. I had a friend, he doesn't play golf anymore, but he used to be an avid golfer, and he was pretty good. He could remember every golf course he played. And not only that, he could remember the holes and what clubs he used to play it. And if he ever went back to the same course, the night before, he would go through that whole course in his mind. And remembering the shots that he made, the ones that were good and the bad, what club he used and maybe shouldn't have, and so that when he played the next time, he better understood the course, he better understood how to play it, and generally succeeded in playing it better. And that's probably pretty much what Mary did in her lifetime. She reflected on all of these strange, unusual circumstances. Who is this son of mine? How can he possibly be totally human and yet fully God? How is that possible? Well, we know she understands it now because she sees him face to face. But can you imagine trying to raise a child like Jesus, having some idea that he was the Messiah, but not knowing how this was all supposed to play out? But it all came together for her because she would think about it. She would think about it a lot and say, how am I supposed to respond to that? Now, can you imagine if all of us, taking the circumstances of our lives, you know, maybe reflecting on our baptism, because probably most of us were infants when we were baptized. We don't know what was going on. But do you ever take the time to reflect on that? Because it really is an exceedingly important moment in our lives, because it was through our baptism that we became members of God's family, that we became rightful heirs of heaven, where that really is our heritage, eternity. We are part of God's family. So he blesses us in extraordinary ways. That's what our baptism, that's what it gives to us. But do you ever stop and reflect on your baptism? Or do you ever stop and reflect on, say, the fact that the Spirit of God lives in you. The same Spirit that prompted the apostles to, on their first Pentecost, to go out and preach to thousands of people that a few minutes before they were scared to death of, that somehow this whole message of Christ came together in their minds and in their hearts, that they could go out and proclaim that to the people who were just moments before ready to run them off too. That same Spirit dwells in you. And through the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, we are assured of his presence there. Do you ever reflect on that? Do you ever stop and reflect, what does that mean in my life, that the Spirit of God dwells in me? Or what does it mean when you receive Holy Communion? And we believe that through this sacrament, we receive the full body and blood of Jesus Christ, that he makes us his dwelling place. He becomes food for our bodies, and we become food for him. Do you ever think about that? What is that supposed to do for you in your life? And what difference does it make that you are married, received the sacrament of marriage, or that you did not? But it's very, very similar, that the idea is that somehow through that sacrament of marriage, of matrimony, God promises that he will be with you in an extraordinary way. Reflect on that and call on that and maybe realize that there is a little bit more expectation of you because of that. So if we reflect on these things, what does it mean? How is it supposed to change my life? Then maybe we begin to get some idea of what Mary had to deal with. She was a very young lady. How do you accept the fact, okay, you're going to have a baby, okay? Well, I guess that's true of any child. No parent knows what that child is going to be. You can guide them, you can train them, you can try to bring out the best in them, you can try to develop whatever gifts you know they have, but it doesn't always work out that way. So sometimes you probably do that with your own, about your own kids, that you think about it. What if, why, how did this happen? You know, was there something I could have done and I shouldn't have not have done? You know, all of those questions come into our minds. And that's what Mary would go through. So today we celebrate her motherhood, that here she is, she gives birth to this child, Jesus, who is fully human, but he is also God. How does she put that together? How does that happen? You can imagine sometimes the questions, the confusion, the wonder. What is that supposed to demand of me, expect of me, make possible for me? And that's what she would do, so that she could better know and love and serve the God she gave birth to. She's truly the mother of God. We can learn a lot from her, just reflecting on the things in our own lives, like the things that we just take very much for granted, like the Word of God. We hear it, we read it, and sometimes it doesn't do anything for us. You know, it just kind of, oh yeah, I remember that. But what is it supposed to mean to us? And the only way we can ever come to that, find out what it's supposed to be, is when we take the time, like Mary, to reflect. So on this New Year's Day, think about what Christ sent us in this world to do. We're supposed to establish his kingdom on earth, which is supposed to be a kingdom of love, of justice, of peace, of forgiveness, of kindness, of sharing, all of these wonderful things. Think about what we could do in this world today if we reflected to determine, what can I do to make that kingdom truly be established in our world today? As I mentioned many times, we have the power to change our world to what we want it to be. The problem is, we're not convinced enough sometimes to really work at it. Think about Mary, the mother of God. She reflected so that she could better know what God expects of her. We reflect so that we can better know what God expects of us.